Sofia Coppola, the daughter of director Francis Ford Coppola, bombed as an actress in Godfather 3, but she established herself as a filmmaker 3 years ago with her film The Virgin Suicides. Her new film is Lost in Translation, and it stars Bill Murray and Scarlett Johansson. Film critic David Edelstein has a review.
The first shot of Sofia Coppola's second movie is a real head-scratcher. It's a rear view of the teenage actress Scarlett Johansson on a hotel bed, with her butt crack visible through her sheer pink panties, as she stares through the window at the high-rises of Tokyo. The title of the movie appears, one word at a time, Lost in Translation. The meaning of this image is less transparent than her attire, but my guess is that Coppola wants us to see the whole film as the vaguely erotic dream of an alienated young woman. She wants to make this woman's detachment from Japanese culture and from her own body hypnotically sexy, and to put the longing for human connection into your bloodstream. I think she pulls it off. I'm not sure that Lost in Translation is the masterpiece that some of its early adherents have claimed, but as a romantic essay on being locked in one's own head, it casts a potent spell. And it features the Bill Murray performance we've been waiting for, the one that somehow connects his ironic detachment with a deep and abiding sense of isolation, so that Saturday Night Live meets Chekhov. Johansson plays Charlotte, a 25-year-old ex-philosophy major visiting Japan with her husband, a successful showbiz photographer played by Giovanni Ribisi as a jabbering whirlwind who barely makes eye contact. In their cool, ultra-modern hotel, which feels like a space station, Charlotte wanders the corridors or sits on the windowsill of her room, hugging her bare knees and staring at the city from afar. She can't sleep at night, and neither can Murray's Bob Harris, a fading American movie star getting $2 million to make a series of commercials for a Japanese whiskey, Suntory. When Bob arrives in Tokyo, he stares out of his limo at his own image on a building-sized Suntory poster, and he blinks and shakes his head. The sense of being outside himself is total. Far removed from the city, the culture, the language, Charlotte and Bob seem like prisoners in their own heads, where they feel the lack of connection in their lives more intensely than on their home turf. Charlotte is a stranger to her hotshot husband. Bob is in a long and seemingly loveless marriage, held together by children who won't even talk to him on the phone. The movie pokes along as Bob and Charlotte drift together, first over drinks in the Sky Lounge, then through the streets and arcades and restaurants of Tokyo. The structure is shaky, and the drama often nebulous. Coppola might have lost us without Bill Murray's constant hilarious riffing, with the Japanese who bewilder him, and with Charlotte, who he understands almost too well. Murray's mock-suave irony has always been based on not opening up emotionally. It's a triumph over vulnerability. So how does he go from there to seeming exquisitely vulnerable in a single line? Listen as he banters with Johansson's Scarlett over sushi.
It's feeling tight.
Mm-hmm.
Shoulders and neck.
Mm-hmm.
So I called down and had a shiatsu massage in my room.
Mm, that's nice.
And the tightness has completely disappeared and been replaced by unbelievable pain. Just staggering, unbearable pain.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah.
I'm in pain. Got my foot banged up and wanna see it? Yeah.
How do you say no? Oh my gosh.
I know.
When did you do this?
I did it the other day. It hurts, you know?
Didn't you feel any pain? You?
Yeah, it really hurt. It was. Yeah,
that toe is almost dead. I think I gotta take you to the doctor. You can't just put that back in the shoe.
No, you don't think so.
Well, you either go to a doctor or you leave it here.
The one-liners in that scene are an attempt to cover for his awkwardness and to create a kind of joshing intimacy between a middle-aged man and a young woman that's sexy, but not dangerously sexy. There are times in Lost in Translation that I felt I was seeing Bill Murray's real face for the first time. And Johansson has a good face, too, so young and unblemished, yet so strangely self-possessed. The other faces are barely glimpsed, and there's something a little narcissistic and entitled about these two people that isn't a great advertisement for Americans abroad. Charlotte asks Bob why the Japanese mix up their L's and R's, and he says, for yucks, which is a very funny line, pure Bill Murray. But there are yucks, at their expense. The sense of otherness and of cultural superiority merges uncomfortably. The movie would be richer if Coppola had found a way to dramatize how Bob's and Charlotte's superiority contributes to their loneliness, making them more alienated than they'd otherwise be. But Coppola's alienation is so gorgeous and so transfixing, you can't help forgiving her for wanting to wallow in it.
David Edelstein is the film critic for the online magazine Slate. For Terry Gross, I'm David Biancooley.